We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Obawa, Southern, Piliganamu motivated viewers, that is welcome in Sinhalese, a language spoken in Sri Lanka by about 12 million people. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatar, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hutush on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, United Nations Development Program connects Albanian schools with internet technology. In community news, a Greek seed bazaar helps preserve the world's plant species. In environmental news, an American company produces flat panel lights which save 75% more energy. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 6th, is the Independence Day of Swaziland, observing its self-sovereignty attained in 1968. Swaziland is home to several nature reserves and wildlife sanctuaries. The Malolotja Nature Reserve is referred to as one of Southern Africa's best hiking areas, with scenic mountains and meadows highlighted by wonderful streams and pools. In addition, the Miliwani Wildlife Sanctuary, Swaziland's oldest safeguarded region, contains a large diversity of habitats in the Uzulwini Valley or Valley of Heaven. We wish the kind people of Swaziland a memorable Independence Day with loved ones.
Flying news. Floods ravage West Africa. Recent torrential rains in the Western African countries of Mauritania and Niger have left nearly 5,000 families homeless in the Rosso and Nouakchott areas of Mauritania, with at least one casualty, and military vehicles are transporting people to shelters on higher grounds. In Niger, the Agadez region's most intense weather in over 30 years brought days of torrential rains to Niger's northern air mountains and surrounding desert towns. A breached dam affected 7,000 households and damaged at least 3,500 homes, 7 schools, and 400 hectares of cropland, while many homes and buildings collapsed. Fatalities are expected to rise from the confirmed 2 perished.
Algeria has already donated relief aid to Mauritania, transporting over 33 tons of food and 100 tons to Nouakchott via an Algerian military aircraft. In Niger, the region's secretary-general and commune mayors established a crisis committee to manage teams headed by village leaders to assess damage. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, is also evaluating the situation. Agadez Commune is transporting the afflicted to temporary shelters, and officials are distributing flour and water.
On September the 5th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $15,000, conveying her heartfelt sympathy and prayers. She requested that, if possible, our association members go to comfort and help the afflicted, or to send the donation through a government or charity agency. The donated amount could purchase $504,000 in emergency supplies if acquired in the United States, based on the general costs of living in Mauritania and Niger. Algeria, we thank you for your timely generosity to the Mauritanians in need, and are also grateful to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Agadez Secretary General, Commune Mayors, village leaders, officials, and relief personnel for their efforts to ease the situation in Niger. We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving support extended to the most vulnerable, as our sorrow and prayers go to all the disaster victims. With the grace of the Providence, may such weather extremities subside through our greater consideration of each other and the planet.
Fatal landslide strikes Mumbai. On Friday, the Indian city was pelted with heavy rains, triggering a landslide in the suburb of Sakinaka. At least 12 people perished, and 25 others were seriously injured as a hillside collapsed over dwellings. Police, firefighters, and local volunteers worked through the night, despite continued rains, to rescue those buried. The Chief Minister of Maharashtra State, Ashok Chauhan, assured that those who suffered loss would be compensated.
Sending all her love, Supreme Master Ching Hai on September the 5th asked our native association members to go help, offering $10,000 in relief aid for the most afflicted, including those in mourning and orphan children. This amount could acquire $168,000 in materials in the United States based on India's cost of living. We are thankful, Chief Minister Chauhan, all service personnel and volunteers for your life-saving efforts and support, and extend our appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's benevolent care of the afflicted.
Our sympathies to the families of the perished, as we pray that such devastations may be minimized through our gentler earth-stabilizing lifestyles.
Floods from major rain in Scotland. Residents of over 600 homes in the Moray area of Scotland were evacuated as homes flooded. Travel was also disrupted, with police advising people to stay off the roads. In the city of Aberdeen, a month of average rainfall descended within a 24-hour period, and the River Spey burst its banks at Kingston near Elgin. Council and other emergency personnel worked non-stop to ensure people's safety. Our earnest gratefulness, Scottish personnel, for your timely and dedicated efforts. May all affected residents soon be restored to their productive daily lives as we strive for better stewardship of the environment so that such extreme weather events may be eased.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UN appeals for refugees in Yemen. With supplies that will cover the next 4 months of food, shelter and other basic needs for 150,000 displaced people in northern Yemen, the United Nations has launched an appeal for $23.5 million to provide further emergency assistance.
Although scarce in resources, Yemen offers shelter to these asylum seekers and also grants refugee status to all Somalis in the country. UN Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, John Holmes, stated, "The International Humanitarian Committee has already responded swiftly, using available in-country resources. The additional resources requested now will help get desperately needed supplies to displaced people and those supporting them."
Under Secretary General Holmes, United Nations, all international donors and host country Yemen, heaven bless your meaningful aid. With care such as yours, may the gentle Somalians and all others seeking refuge be graced with abundance and soon return to their fulfilling, stable lives.
Global swine flu deaths surge. With the World Health Organization, or WHO, stating that swine flu has become the predominant virus in 180 countries spanning both the northern and southern hemispheres, the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control is now reporting 3,355 fatalities based on international governments' reports.
A Naples man became the first swine flu loss in Italy, and an Albanian was the second death in Greece. To minimise the spread of the swine flu in Qatar, several schools are asking students who travelled abroad during the summer to delay their return for a week and to produce a doctor's certificate affirming their health. On Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, the rapid spread of swine flu has caused two deaths and infected 49,700 people.
Meanwhile, researchers at the French Institute for Public Health Surveillance have found that obesity appears to be a contributing factor to the disease, increasing the likelihood of the swine flu's fatality. Studies show that meat-free diets lower the risk of obesity and are rich in immune-boosting nutrients.
We are saddened by the relentless climb in swine flu casualties and pray that our swift actions will stop such a tragic trend. Let us all protect our lives and those of our loved ones by choosing the humane and nutritious vegan fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed an alternative living flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life, change your heart, change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
US-Cuba flights to become more frequent. A new ruling by the US Treasury Department, which follows April 2009 directives by President Barack Obama to ease relations with Cuba, has opened the door to increase travel and the flow of funds. Limits have been lifted on the number of family visits as well as the amount of money that Americans can send to Cuban relatives, and US banks may now set up exchange arrangements with Cuban institutions. American visitors can also now bring electronic equipment to donate, and the Treasury Department has set up a general travel license to be used by U.S. employees of firms wishing to sell agricultural and medical products in the island nation. We respectfully laud the warm initiatives of Your Excellency President Obama and the Treasury Department in furthering Cuban-U.S. relations. May the people of both countries prosper in friendship and shared understanding.
London Mayor calls for a day of fasting to better understand Muslim neighbours. During this holy time of Ramadan, London Mayor Boris Johnson of the UK is encouraging non-Muslims throughout the city to cultivate a deeper appreciation of Islam by participating in a day of fasting with their Muslim neighbours. Commending Muslim residents' contributions to society as financiers, doctors, teachers, police and more, the mayor said, "There are valuable lessons that people of all backgrounds can learn from Islam, such as the importance of community spirit, family ties, compassion and helping those less fortunate, all of which lie at the heart of the teachings of Ramadan." What a wonderful idea, Honourable Mayor Johnson. Through such culture-bridging endeavours as yours, surely many lives, Muslim and non-Muslim alike, will be touched with the divine spirit of Ramadan.
Save our planet. Hundreds of thousands of Somalis seek drought relief. Prolonged dry conditions attributed to global warming have threatened the lives of 700,000 residents, causing many to abandon their homes and flee to the country's urban centres. However, cities are also in a precarious situation, with some food prices having risen as much as 70%.
Recent rains have not provided relief, as explained by Deputy Minister at the Somaliland Ministry of Resettlement, Reintegration and Rehabilitation, Mr. Adi Hakim Gerard Mahamud. He said, "Some rain has started, but animals and people are so weak and may not be able to survive the wet situation." He also called on the international community to help the drought-affected people.
Other leaders are also highlighting the need for united efforts in solving the global water crisis.
Global warming is reality. If we don't manage our water resources properly, worldwide, around the globe, we are going to fight a war for water. The world must come together.
Minister Normal of Zimbabwe and Somali Deputy Minister Mahamud, we thank you for bringing our attention to the serious situations facing brethren in Somalia and other parts of the world. May heaven watch over them as we quickly adopt such sustainable practices as the plant-based diet to restore balance to all life on Earth.
Concerned for humanity's well-being, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the issue of environmental refugees during a November 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM.
If we don't have global warming, then no one would be a climate refugee. I ask everyone to please imagine if that were yourself in the refugee situation, experiencing all these troubles, insecurities, hunger, lacking all comfort, humiliation, undignified situation, uncertain of the morals of your future and the future of your helpless children. Just imagine it. Then try to solve this tragedy by helping in whatever way we can. And above all, and most urgently of all, be veg, go green, to save the planet, to prevent such trauma and to build a bright future for the world, for our co-citizens.
Save our planet. Meat Free Online Movement addresses climate change. Having a voice that counts in halting climate change just got easier with the help of a unique website. MeatFreePetition.com gathers signatures to urge governments around the world to support various meat-free policies to benefit the planet, such as eliminating meat for a day a week. Concerned individuals can show their support by signing a country's petition and getting the word out to friends. Great idea, MeatFreePetition.com team. Wishing you and our planet the success of a big bee veg for everyone in the world.
Save our planet. Philippines creates Climate Change Commission. A law just passed by the Philippine Congress and expected to be signed into law by President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo calls for the creation of a presidential task force on climate change.
I have created a presidential task force on climate change, and the chair of the task force is no other than myself.
The agency will be solely responsible for consolidating efforts to mitigate global warming and will also implement a national climate change action plan, which includes identifying vulnerable communities and ecosystems. Representative Roilo Golez from Paranac, one of the authors of the bill, called the measure one of the most important bills passed by the House in the 14th Congress.
And the work that has to be done day to day to carry out the provisions in the executive order that I wrote and signed on the Presidential Task Force on Climate Change is done or is overseen to make sure that it's complied with by our Presidential Advisor on Climate Change.
Let us work together now and save the planet. And it helps if you are a vegetarian.
Philippine legislators, our respectful accolades for your work together to halt global warming. Wishing you all success in fulfilling the important goals of the Climate Change Commission for the verdant future of the Philippine nation.
Save our planet. At the World Climate Conference in Switzerland, Nigerian Minister of Environment John Odi calls for assistance in developing technology such as real-time monitoring of weather events throughout the African continent to better cope with climate change.
Save our planet. The Maldives partners with British company Carbon Gold to create biochar from readily available coconut shells that, when used as fertilizer, enriches soil and also removes carbon from the atmosphere.
Hello, I'm Fluffy the Snow Monkey with a tip of the day. I'm a vegan, by the way. Have you ever thought about making a garden you can enjoy by moonlight? With bold-shaped plants like the yucca and fragrant flowers like the violet, you will love to be in nature at any hour. Your local gardening store can help you find what's best for your area. Have fun creating. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
In world news, the United Nations Development Program connects Albanian schools with online community. The eSchool initiative has provided computer laboratories, information technology training, and high-speed internet for about 450,000 students and 25,000 teachers in 379 high schools and 800 elementary schools. The plan, which was inaugurated in 2005, was financed by a $25 million World Bank loan, with additional financial and material contributions by the Chinese government, Albanian Banking Association, the U.S.-based Western Union Corporation, and more. We extend our sincere appreciation and God bless the United Nations Development Program and other supporters for this caring endeavor. May all young people be graced with loving environments to develop.
In community news, a Greek seed bazaar helps preserve the world's plant species. A group called Politis, which has the goal of protecting biodiversity, holds an annual event in central Greece where people can trade indigenous seeds. Visitors can exchange varieties such as yellow beans, black tomatoes, yellow watermelons, and slender eggplants. Many of the people at the market are parents who are teaching their children the value of eating healthy fruit and vegetables.
Stallholder Mr. Spiros Panagiotakis said, "Nature is generous enough to offer us these plants. We must do everything we can to preserve this wealth."
Heaven bless you, Mr. Spiros Panagiotakis and all Politis members, for your appreciation of the gifts of bountiful Mother Nature. May all plant life flourish abundantly and equilibrium soon return to our ecosystems for a vibrant future for our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, flat panel lights last 5 times longer and are less expensive than incandescent bulbs. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. More salutable news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Very cool news for a jubilant world. In environmental news, clean energy company creates more efficient lamps. Lumiette of California, USA has announced that their new flat panel lighting will save 75% more energy than incandescent bulbs. In addition, they last 5 times longer and are less expensive. The innovation is sheets of glowing glass powered by electrodes and is Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED, approved. They are dimmable and come in a variety of colors, sizes, and shapes. How brilliant, Lumiette, and congratulations on your energy-saving invention. May endeavors such as yours illuminate the road to many more eco-friendly tomorrows.
Let's enjoy a joke told in German entitled Public Address.
Ein Golfer bereitet sich darauf vor, einen Ball zu schlagen. Als er gerade den Schläger schwingen will, hört er eine Stimme über die Lautsprecheranlage:
"Der Herr, der am Tee für Damen steht, möge bitte zum Tee für Herren zurückgehen."
Der Mann sieht auf, sieht wieder herab und bereitet sich wieder vor, den Ball zu schlagen. Da hört er wiederum:
"Der Herr, der beim roten Tee steht, möge bitte zurückgehen zu den weißen Tees."
Er schaut sich um, blickt zum Clubhaus und ruft:
"Möge der Typ an der Lautsprecheranlage bitte aufhören zu reden, sodass der Herr am Tee für Damen seinen zweiten Schlag machen kann."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Sir, I'm happy to say that you have started Tamil program in our Supreme Master TV. I really thank you very much on behalf of Tamils. I watch your TV about the Ramana Maharishi, Mr. Subramanian from Iruvadi, India.
Sincere Mr. Subramanian, it's nice to hear from you. Indeed, the great sage Ramana Maharshi's mother language was Tamil. We're very happy that Tamil-speaking people can enjoy watching this and other programs. May heaven bless you and all spiritual people of the great India.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Ayubowan, which means goodbye in Sinhalese.
May your path be graced with divine fulfillment.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Philippines announces that tourists from China holding a current visa from the United States, Japan, Australia, Canada, or Schengen zone countries can now enter the Philippines visa-free.
Myanmar's Yangon Divisional Court has accepted Aung San Suu Kyi's appeal of her house detention and is scheduled to begin hearing the case on September the 18th.
An aide speaking on behalf of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said for the first time ever, Israel is considering a settlement freeze in the largely Palestinian-inhabited West Bank.
As part of a European tour to raise funds for Parkinson's disease, renowned American boxer Muhammad Ali was greeted with honour when he visited the Irish town of Ennis, which had been his great-grandfather's home.
High school football star Caleb Eales from Mississippi, USA, is being called a hero after he approached and disarmed another student on a bus, enabling over 20 fellow students to evacuate safely.
Belgium announces acceptance of a Guantanamo Bay detainee, offering the freed person an entry visa and resident status.
Lebanese bank staff paid hundreds of thousands of US dollars from their own funds for local doctors to perform the nation's first artificial heart surgery, saving the life of a 37-year-old fellow bank employee.
A documentary is being made to commemorate Endall, a remarkable Labrador canine who helped restore the life of severely injured former British Royal Navy officer Alan Parton.
The US Discovery Space Shuttle crew successfully completes the second of three scheduled spacewalks to make repairs to the International Space Station.
Indonesia's President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono visits a village in the Cianjur district of West Java province to comfort people in one of the areas most affected by the recent destructive earthquake.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.